Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:17 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and now it's time to bring in our weekly live visit on a Friday morning with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Even though the Chiefs do not play, they have a bye week. It's time to take a breath and assess things as we head into the second half of the season. As we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. Good morning, Johan.
Good morning.
Pinch hitting, yeah. And want to give a shout-out to our credit union of the week.
Yes.
Heartland Credit Union, local, friendly, hcu.coop. During our draft that you were there with, Ted, at Chicken and Pickle back in August, I thought they astutely chose the bye week because that's when everybody kind of just backs off and looks at everything globally and kind of thinks a little broader, and that's what Heartland Credit Union wanted to do. So, yeah, smart move. Tricky move, thinking outside the box with this pick.
Yeah, they did a nice job with that. The of course, the Chiefs coming off that loss at Buffalo on Sunday. Do you have any horror stories from your last, hopefully, maybe visit to Orchard Park in that horrible stadium for the Buffalo Bills?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Let me check my bruises. Pitchforks, the RPGs, you know, people trying to climb into the booth. I think we're okay.
Okay.
With Dane and Hughes now, I've got a little bit of a better defender than when I had Lenny. But yeah, it's I won't miss that place. If they want to fly me in to hit the demo button, then I'll go. Sure. I'll even pay for the flight. I'll fly to Rochester and drive in there. That place. Wow. Yeah. It's like, and it's where it's located. It literally is like putting the stadium in Clearwater. And I don't mean that negatively for Clearwater, but it, and then it's like, well, don't take, it's like two lane roads going in there. And then the new stadium they put right on near the, I mean, it's right across the street.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. They're mad to be star. I don't know. Don't get me started on Buffalo stadiums.
All right. So a bye week, and here we are nine weeks in. And what is the state of the union now for the Chiefs at this point?
Well, there's two things. One, internally, to look at the still explosive team. We can so easily take the Buffalo game and go, oh my gosh, like, you know, we overreact in the NFL. Still an explosive team, figure out how to protect, especially with the next opponent. And then I think defensively, it is trying to figure out the right combinations for Spags based on the opponent and the situation, because there were times in the Buffalo game we got caught in some mismatches. They got us in base. The tight ends had 150 yards against us, isolated against linebackers. And so I think you look at the opponent, I know, and so what's the best combination of players every snap? Corners, safeties, linebackers, and how you approach pressure. How do you do all that and develop a strategy going into the next week? And then externally, I would say this, the fact that you're now, what, 2.5 games behind Denver. Now, last year, I mean, Denver's having the year we had last year. We had 11-1 score wins, right? But it was like congressional inquiries into, like, well, you can't live that way. There's no way, they're just lucky. The refs love them. They end up pulling these games out. Broncos has 6 of their 8 wins, pretty much like last night, and they're just gritty and tough. Okay, so we got the narrative, but they're actually going through the same thing we did last year. So you're looking up at a team, two teams, and so the urgency will be obviously there from the first second we return, we get back.
Hey, Mitch, let me ask you, do you think –
Two questions, really. One is, do you think that next Sunday is a must-win for Kansas City?
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's going to be a well-asked question, and it's a pertinent question, but I guess I'll be a little bit cranky with it. And the must-win is only if you get eliminated. You right. still have seven games left. The NFL is so intriguing, and John, it's a great question, but we go from week to week. 2 weeks ago, like, there's no stopping the Chiefs. Now it's like, oh, my gosh, will the Chiefs even survive this season? So it's going to be a giant game. You don't want to fall three games behind them with seven to go, but you're not three games behind them with two to go, if you catch my drift. So, but if you win the game, you're only a game behind, and you're going to put some pressure on a team that is bunting runners home from third and playing great defense. But they're just gritty and tough. We were lucky a year ago. They're gritty and tough. But I wouldn't put a like must win on it, because so much can happen in the following 7 weeks.
Yeah, and Denver's got a tough schedule. If you look at who they play coming up, they've got a hard schedule. They still got to play the Chargers twice. They've got a tough schedule coming mm-hmm. up. So it's no cakewalk for them.
No, and us twice on there is they don't like us winning the division nine straight years, and here they are, they're in the driver's seat. But it's like going to a NASCAR race, and we're halfway through the race, John, or a little bit, you know, past half. But how many things can happen in the last
right.
40 laps? So that's I guess where we're at, and you know, we're going to go out there swinging away at them.
It is a bye week for the Kansas City Chiefs. No football this weekend, so getting rested and ready for the next several weeks coming up. And we'll see how the regular season unfolds. This is, of course, this dynamic every year. I have to ask, how does this bye week for the Kansas City Chiefs somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker Football Kansas City Chiefs waiting till next week to play update?
Well, we don't have Steve's shiny chrome dome to take the forehead and slap it against. But John can take his forehead, his palm of his hand, and slap it against his forehead. Because this one is very, very, very obvious. Because it's probably the most astute use of a bye week in Wichita State football history. And guess who did it, Ted and John? Chelo Huerta.
Huerta. Yep.
Yes. Marcelo Chelo Huerta. In 1963, after a loss to Boston College, they lost to the Boston College Eagles, and I think they were 1-1 at that point, kind of reeling a bit, had a good team. Parcells was a senior on that team. Yeah. But he used the bye week to take a look at the big picture, small picture, break things down, and then they went on a roll and lost only one game the entire year and won the Missouri Valley Conference. But that's not where I'm going this morning.
Okay.
He used the bye week. I'm going because what I found out was Chelo Huerta was a co-pilot, part of the 719th Bomb Squadron, 449th Bomb Group, a co-pilot on a B-24 Liberator. And he ran bombing missions in World War II. Even you remember the Pulaski oil fields and how important they were to the Axis powers, particularly Germany. But he was shot down. Chelo Huerta was shot down. The B-24 was not a great plane. It wasn't the B-29 built in Wichita, and even though it was a Boeing plane, it was built in Seattle. But still, he got shot down, Chelo Huerta, over Yugoslavia. Now, he was saved and didn't have to go to prison or war camp because he got helped by Yugoslav partisans. But Chelo goes on to coach football, survives World War II, and a B-24 Liberator shot down over Yugoslavia, to make the College Football Hall of Fame, unfortunately. And then I looked up other B-24, notable B-24 crew members. Chuck Bednarik was a waist gunner, the Eagles. Walter Matthau.
Oh, yeah.
Was in the, he was a B-24 crew. And Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart was a nose gunner in the B-24. So Chelo Huerta, especially with Veterans Day and this weekend and coming up, a tip of the cap to the late Chelo Huerta being a B-24 co-pilot during World War II.
Yes,
you can't have a B-24 Liberator co-pilot get shot down over Yugoslavia and become head coach of a team if you don't have a team. So bring it back, Ted and John, bring it back.
And he coached, of course, there at Veterans Field at 21st and Hillside.
There you go.
Leading into
tip
veterans.
Of the cap.
Yep. Well, as always, we appreciate your time, even on a bye week. Always great information. As we say, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Johan. And thank you, Chelo Huerta, and all the veterans who have served, are serving, and those who will serve. Appreciate you all.
Exactly, as well. Big salute. Thank you, Mitch. Good stuff. Every Friday morning, live with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, right here on KNSS. 827 with Steve and Ted. Coming up, we're just a few minutes out from entertainment news in the blur, aren't we?
Oh, that is right. And all sorts of good things in the blur, including the upcoming Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. We'll tell you all about that coming up in the blur.
Very good. Looking forward to it. KNSS News Time is 827.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.